Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, my pleasure to be here with you today. Well, today is a big election in Wisconsin. I'm anxious to see how that turns out. But I want to talk to you about some things that I have here in front of me, if I can find them. I've been thumbing through my papers so much I've confused myself. But I want to tell you, I want to emphasize to you, excuse me, at least in my feelings, my heart, my opinion, why this election is so important, not just the presidential election, but all of the elections across the states. Let me go back to our Declaration of Independence. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object events, a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right. It is your right. It is their duty. It is your duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. It is up to you. It is up to me to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. Your future, my future, our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren. This election year, it's time to take back our republic. We can do that. I'm certain we can. But it won't be easy. One election in and of itself will not accomplish what we need to accomplish. But we absolutely must stay vigilant in the ears, in the faces of our elected, locally, state, and federal levels. We the people, we are the ones who have allowed this corrupt leadership, the party monopolies, to go on the way they have. And we've let them go on way too long, way too long. We have been like the colonists. I go back to the Declaration of Independence. Such has been the patient sufferance of these colonies, and such is not the necessity which constrains them to alter their former systems of government. It's time to alter this. It's time to back it up. That's what's at stake in this election, in your elections there, in your local communities, in your state, and this big presidential election coming up. The system of government is what is at stake. Do we want to be a free people? Or do you want to be led by a king government in D.C., allowing the Federal Reserve to manipulate our monetary system, accepting the elected officials as merely board of directors to a corporation, instead of making them understand that they are servants to we the people? What is it that you want? Wisconsin can save the republic from Paul Ryan today. Will they? Missouri was unable and unwilling to dethrone Roy Blunt, Ashcroft, and Vicky Hartzler last week. We didn't get her done. We didn't get her done. I got a little paper, and the mailman delivered a paper today, and it's about Roy Blunt. And of course, he got an endorsement from the NRA. You know, one thing, and I'm not picking on the NRA in and of itself, pro-life groups, if they vote correctly one or two times, they get their endorsement. So really, when they get these endorsements, that doesn't mean a whole lot to me anymore, because I kind of figured that out several years back. In fact, I challenged pro-life organization here in the state of Missouri. What do you mean you're endorsing so-and-so? Well, they voted right on this and that. But look what else they're doing. Look at all the times they haven't voted right. I challenge you. Again, please go back. Encourage yourself. Enrage yourself. Activate yourself. And read the Declaration of Independence. If you need, I'll print it off for you. I've got it in big print. Go through the grievances. And at the side, this is your challenge. I want you to put your grievance, or how that grievance, this is your homework assignment, parallels with what's going on today. What is it that we're experiencing today that is so like what our founding fathers were going through? I'm serious about this. I just thought about it. If you send a self-addressed stamped envelope, and please send me a little donation, $5 or $10 to cover all of it, I'll send this to you. It's several pages long. I've got it in big print so I could read it. It's a good exercise, you know, like when you're trying to make a big decision and you put down the pros and the cons. Find out where we stand in our nation now. I think you will be surprised at how badly, how far we have fallen from freedom. Don't accept the crooked politicians. And right now we cannot, we absolutely should not elect Hillary Clinton. This will be my campaign. I told you this probably 2 or 3 years ago. I will do everything that I can, that I know how to do, to stop this woman from being elected. We cannot have Hillary Clinton elected as president to the United States. We absolutely must not. And did you know that Hillary Clinton has been endorsed by the Communist Party? Yeah. She has been endorsed by the Communist Party. What do you think about that? Remember when they were making a big deal out of whether, I can't remember who the man is now, with the KKK. They thought that he endorsed Donald Trump, and they made a huge deal out of, huge, that Hillary Clinton has been endorsed by the Communist Party. Go back and read your Declaration of Independence. What does it mean to be run by dictators? What does it mean now that your elected officials really aren't the ones in charge, but bureaucracy? Alphabet bureaucracy. It'll come down and hammer you and hammer your businesses and hammer your communities and dictate what you can and cannot do. All for the sake of clean air, clean water, endangered species. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And we, the people, will be right back. It's time to go back to school with Tupperware. That's right. Tupperware can help you get your student ready for school, whether it's kindergarten, elementary, high school, or off to college. The convenience of airtight, watertight containers can store just about anything you need to keep protected. School lunches, Eco water bottles, which are great if you're a walker, a jogger, or a biker, too. Soup mugs, cereal bowls, sandwich containers. Store those pens and pencils. Keep your makeup stored. Carrying soap and shower need back and forth. Q-tips. Cotton balls, containers for everything. Tupperware is versatile, efficient, affordable, and economical. Stow, go, store, stay. Keep your items neat, organized, safe, and dry. Tupperware is going back to school with you. Let Beth Mitchell be your Tupperware consultant. Remember, Tupperware stands by their lifetime guarantee. Contact Beth today at bethmitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4922.
David Keeston, a patriot and good friend of CSC Talk Radio, has published a small booklet, A Constitutional Plan to Fix America. It says this will take 5 years with a market-based approach. Freedom, liberty, prosperity. David has kindly made these booklets available to Beth Ann so that she can bring them to you. To purchase 1 to 9 booklets, $3 each. To purchase 10 or more, $2 each. Shipping and handling included. Today, our nation faces the most difficult threat in over 200 years. The United States of America's very existence is in great danger. The wholesale destruction of our national currency and the standard of living, which all Americans have come to know, love, and unfortunately take for granted. Let's fix America. In ordering this booklet, you're also helping CSC Talk Radio. America working together to fix America and bring America home. Just $3 each. 10 or more, only $2 each. P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honor. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide. From precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. I have sparked some people. We're going to go straight to the phone calls. We have Laura from Missouri. Laura, how are you today?
Good, Beth Ann. Well, you're talking about the voting, and as Joseph Stalin said, it's not the people who vote that count, it's the people who count the votes. And I am concerned because even though we fill out paper ballots when we vote, it goes into a machine. Yes. And who's to say that that machine is counting them correctly? That back in 2006, I believe it was, they had that gentleman that came in front of the voting commission up in Iowa, and he put out specific information that he said that he was paid by a Jeb Bush associate to create a program to flip the vote 51 to 49. And they did that back then. What's to say it's not still happening now?
Okay,
because
but I
they
do not
said
want
the only way to know about where this program was actually happening was through the source.
I understand that, but I do not want to scare people into not going to the polls.
I'm not scared of going to the polls.
And I think we need to pay attention. It was just like Donald Trump was saying last week. We need to pay attention. It's going to be robbed. And, you know, he's saying it's going to be robbed from the Republicans. But I got a feeling, like you just said, we got Republicans that are going to rob. You know, so we need to stay vigilant on these people. These parties, they're in a monopoly. And they are after their livelihood, because it's about to go crashing on them, because the American people have figured it out, I think. Not everybody. Donald Trump hit the artery when he started talking about immigration and he started talking about the trade deals. And that is their artery. That is their flow of wealth. And,
well, there was even a movie back in I guess it was the early 70s, and it was the Battle of I can't think of the title right now. It just slipped my mind, but it happened down in the South, and these corrupt politicians were taking the ballots and changing it because the sheriff was corrupt and he was going to sit there and have his people count the votes. And this one lawyer down there, he said, no, that's not right. And he got a bunch of citizens together and they stormed the courthouse and got the voting boxes so that they could actually be counted legally.
And we could do that in certain precincts, you know, at least in mine and in yours, we have the paper ballots. So you could go through those and you can count them. But the electric machines, not so much.
Well, that's why all of them need to be
paper ballots
taken out, and they go back to the paper ballots and have our independent, committees
counting
out there counting them.
Yes. I don't care how long it takes. You know, get more people to help. I know it's a long, long day. I don't know if you've ever worked it. I've not. But I know I know several people. Of course, I'm in a small community that do, and it's a long, long day for them.
Yeah, my mom, she works the polling places out in West County in St. Louis.
I couldn't do it because I probably couldn't keep my mouth shut. So
that's why you want a Democrat ticket, really?
I've known you since you were a child. You know better than that.
But the real thing is, and it's just frustrating, is it doesn't matter if it's a Democrat or Republican, and why they keep saying you have to have a certain party. Voted for, not the party.
And, Laura, I may be completely fooling myself. I do not believe Donald Trump is everything that, you know, we want him to be.
No.
But he is not a part of the Republican Party. And that's the only reason I like him.
Just like Ron Paul was not part of the Republican Party, but he went that way.
Yes, he did.
so that he could have a chance at being elected.
Yes.
Because he was a true libertarian.
And I don't agree 100% with libertarians, but I was disappointed, even though I understand the whys. I was disappointed when they talked Donald Trump into backing and endorsing John McCain and Paul Ryan. And I understand that it's a politic game, but I am sick of the games. And it's time, you know, it's time that it's time we took our ball and went home and told him, you know what? We're going to play by our rules, not yours. And that's what we need to do. I'm going to let you go, Laura, because I've got someone else holding. They've been holding a long time.
Thank you
so much. We have CW from Missouri. CW, how are you today?
I'm fine. Say, before I make my point, I've got to say exactly what she said about the crooked votes. There's only one way we can beat these crooked votes. Every Trump supporter has got to get out and vote November 8th.
We elect
Trump by such a landslide.
They can't hide it.
Because if it's close, Hillary will have them counting the votes till January.
You're right about that.
We have got to get out and elect Trump by a landslide in order for him to win it. But the point I want to make is I'm really sick of the Republicans running down their own candidate. Trump made a really good speech yesterday.
I did not.
And all the NBC News had to say was 13 Republicans said he's not qualified. And I think I'd leave it to the Democrats. I want to tell you, I voted Republican most of my life. I've grieved them most of the time. But if they cause Hillary Clinton to win this election, they don't need to count on me for any support in 4 years. I will not vote for one of them that goes against Donald Trump. I was disgusted last night to hear him say that 58% of the women was going to vote for Hillary Clinton. If the only reason you're voting for Hillary Clinton is because she's a woman, that's not reason enough to vote for anybody. I got three good reasons for voting for Donald Trump. Number one, he'll put us in some conservative judges like Scalia was. Number two, he's going to put America first. And my number three reason, it will get rid of Hillary Clinton. That's three good reasons to vote for Donald Trump.
If she doesn't win this time, she's done. Her health isn't good. We're finding that out. She's hiding a lot of things from us. And you know what? I think she could get real good health care if she'd go to jail.
I tell you what, you're right. I'm going to talk to the Cruz and Jeb Bush supporters for a minute. You've got the idea that they're going to win in 2020, you can forget it, because Hillary's in for 8 years if she gets it. Soon as she gets elected, she's going to grant amnesty to all these illegal immigrants. And then she'll put a judge in the Supreme Court to say they've got a right to vote. And 4 years from now, Hillary will win by a bigger landslide than she wins this year. So if Hillary wins this year, she's in for 8 years.
You're right. If she lives that long. She's not in good health. They're hiding that from us. I appreciate it. Thank you so much, CW. I went through the past Gates. I'm going to have to write an article, and I kind of started it last evening, and I didn't get very far with it. But the Gates of Hillary. The Gates of Hillary. Got that? Okay. I'm going to end up writing an article about that, but I went through the scandals, just a few of the scandals that were pretty out there. No one is mentioning them today. No one is mentioning them. Why? Why are we covering up? The mainstream media is part of the problem. And how do you fix that? Well, I don't know. I know that they gain lots and lots of dollars from their sponsors. Are you supporting their sponsors? You say you want to keep me on the air. Are you supporting my sponsors? That's how you keep what you need and what you want. I have something. It's funny. It's funny, but Hillary goes to school. It's a joke, but Hillary goes to school. Somebody shared it on Facebook last evening, and I said, that's a joke, and I'm going to share it on the air. It goes right along with the corruption that I shared yesterday with the Hillary Gates, the Gates of Hillary. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410. CSE Talk Radio is your talk show. And the only talk show that gives you a voice. And we the people will be right back.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet, as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7, or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20, or a wristband for $5, with two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
Tupperware, a trusted name that's been around a long time. But did you know it's not just about storage? Tupperware has been helping you in the kitchen and around the house for many years. Cook it, serve it, keep it stored safe. Tupperware stands by their lifetime guarantee. I used to be a Tupperware lady, but now my good friend Beth Mitchell is my Tupperware consultant. Do you need a bridal shower gift or a fundraiser? It's picnic season. Are you ready? Storage season is all year long. Saving money, saving time, saving food, storing items. Tupperware literally has you covered. Are you looking for a career to help others and yet manage your own time? Beth Mitchell is leading the way. Let her be your Tupperware consultant. Beth will help you get started with your new career. Visit BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4924. That's 573-690-4924. Tupperware is not just a party. Tupperware is a savings and an opportunity.
What every American needs to know about the Quran, a history of Islam and the United States. Bill Federer has done it again. He makes history come to life, and current events all connect that to history. Sultans conquered the 1,000-year-old Byzantine city of Constantinople. Jefferson sent Marines to stop the Muslim Barbary pirates of Algiers and Tripoli. Woodrow Wilson tried saving millions of Americans killed in Turkey. History that affects you and me today. In 2006, Keith Ellison was the first Muslim elected to the U.S. Congress. He swore on a Quran. What does this mean? Educate and activate. We shouldn't form opinion or initiate actions before we know the truth. Purchase your copy of What Every American Needs to Know About the Quran today. Send $22 to CSE Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order on the website at csctalkradio.com. That's $22 for the history of Islam and the United States.
Wow, did you see that? I think somebody had some work done, like a facelift. No, not Beth Ann, her website. Yep, CSC Talk Radio has had a facelift for sure. A new logo and a new fresh look. Visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio is a coalition of conversations between Beth Ann, you, and all America. So the look incorporates all America, from sea to shining sea. Beth Ann is truly in the middle of the nation, reaching out to all America as she continues her journey to bring America home. Join in the conquest for truth on CSC Talk Radio. In the next several months, CSC Talk Radio will be reaching out in different ways to help keep you informed. Get involved and share the education. As always, Beth Ann needs your help and support. Visit the website. Support our sponsors. Join the show on Facebook. Follow Beth Ann on Twitter. Contribute as you can. Whether on air, online, or social media, we need all avenues as we bring in the fold and bring America home.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm going to hold off on my joke because I have Therese from Pennsylvania. Therese, how are you today?
Oh, I'm fine. Yourself, Beth?
I'm doing good. What's going on, lady?
Okay, a few things, but quickly, okay? First of all, about folks supporting you with some donations. Let's put it this way. Beth knows my situation, but even with it, I send her what I call a because.
She does.
Okay, because she needs it, okay? She's got the only show that I know that covers rural concerns, okay, and really gets into the property rights, why you want to farm rather than buy the stuff that's grown in Chile, okay, things like that. Mm. As far as the voting situation goes, in Pennsylvania here we have what is known as the Diebold system. It's a touchscreen digital system.
Yes.
And it can be manipulated three ways, either by direct by a laptop with the program within close distance to a polling position, two, by direct modification to the software at the director of elections office, or by use of a PCM CIA card to change the percentages, okay? Any system like that, however, because it is digital, can be overwhelmed. If a lot of people vote, and the way they should vote, and I think Mr. Trump is going to do the job for us.
I hope so.
You overwhelm the zeros and the ones, and you bypass everything. And as a result, even though they may get percentages they're looking for, they won't get the percentages to win. So we don't want Hillary.
No, absolutely not.
Okay, at all. Okay? Now, as far as the Republicans who are now going to vote for Hillary, okay, they really weren't Republicans to start off with. Okay? You get people like Pat Toomey, who's our senator here in Pennsylvania, who actually worked on behalf and now is the president of a global think tank.
Oh, wow.
So you know where he's coming from, okay? Now, back when Joseph Stalin was mentioned about, you know, the count, who counts the votes are important, but he said another thing about people like Toomey and all of these folks that you see that are going to support Hillary, okay? He called them useful idiots. They will be the first ones that will be eliminated. When Stalin got into the communists got into power, the Reds in Russia, okay, the first thing they did was get rid of the people that got them in, helped them get in. Okay, so those folks out there that are working very hard on, like, National Pinko Radio, that's NPR, okay, and all the, you know, these little wee-wees that you hear on this social media nonsense, okay, they're in for a rude awakening.
Wow.
So we may want to keep that in mind. When you talk to some of these people, say, well, you'll be the first ones.
When you said to me, said the useful idiots, that's the topic of the article that I had regarding Hillary's thesis to college. It's called Beware of the Useful Idiots. And you and I are the useful idiots.
Well, I don't think we're idiots. I think the thing is the fact that...
Well, you and I aren't, but I mean the people that are falling in line with this...
They're going to just get us to vote. They're going to get people to vote and support them so they can meet their ends, not yours.
Absolutely.
Keep in mind, you know, all they're looking at us is we're like that clown that was the CEO of BP when the fertilizer hit the ventilator down there in the Gulf in the Gulf of Mexico when that rig blew up. Okay,
yeah.
He said, "Oh, the little people. We're not concerned there's no concern for our rights. Okay,
yeah. or our safety.
I beg your pardon.
Or our safety.
Oh, but that's for certain. Okay." All right, take a look at, you have nationalized police forces now here, okay? We've taken giant steps backwards because of programs that you got, I call them the rhinos, okay, and the Democrats. Now, keep in mind, when the communists made their move for global change in governments to be in line with them, they set up Comintern in every country in the world, and the job of the Comintern was to undermine and change the government to a communist form. They didn't have to do that in the United States because they used the Democratic Party here.
Mm.
Okay? And as you can see, it's been very successful because now the Communist Party of the United States has just endorsed Hillary Clinton.
Yes, yes, absolutely. So
okay.
You really can see that what page they're all on together, they're on the same page, they're going down the same road, and they're going down this road of socialism, and it's communism, there's no other way to put it, and they're going to take you through your health care, they are making you crippled by poverty and debt, they're going to control the guns because they know what they're doing to you and you might get mad, and welfare, they've got to control that, education, so that that our children don't know how to vote, and religion, class warfare. I mean, it just goes on and on and on.
Okay, I have a friend of mine who's also a neighbor, and his fiance got very ill, and you take a look at, and she was not even, I think it was 38, 39 years old, she was allowed to die.
Oh, no.
Because, well, it just was, they didn't want to deal with the problem. And they said, well, it's too much trouble. You're beyond a certain age for this particular type of situation. And basically, she died in the hospital.
Mm.
Okay, after months and months, he went down there begging and crying to the doctors to please do something. And they did nothing because of the restraints that were placed on it by the Affordable Health Care Act, better known as Obamacare.
Yes. And you know,
right, so you folks think about that. Now, she was like 38 or 39 years old. What's going to happen to all those folks that are considerably older?
You and me?
Unlike me. I mean,
I'm quite a bit older than that, so.
Yeah, but I celebrated my 76th birthday in June.
Wow, happy birthday, yes.
I can see how they're looking at this old girl. Okay, you know, so think about that, folks. When you start taking a look at Hillary and all these other types like that, you really don't want that here.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
Okay, well, let me let you go so someone else can call.
Okay, I appreciate it, Therese. Thank you very much. And Therese was talking about some of the things, and I'm going to go through this here in just a little bit. I wanted to get to how Obama's influence, and I'm going to say it's not just Obama. We want to blame everything on Obama, but some of this has been, we've been going down this road a very, very long time. Very, very long time. But going back to what our founding fathers say, and this is coming from William Pitt, Earl of Chapman. The word necessity, because they would tell us this is necessary. Gun control is necessary. We're having too many people killed. They would tell us that endangered species is necessary. They will tell us clean air is necessary. They will tell you all these things are necessary. Necessity is the plea of every infringement of human freedom. It is the argument of tyrants. It is the creed of slaves. So when they tell you that they have to amend the amendments, the Declaration of Independence, or they have to go and you know, kind of tweak the Bill of Rights a little bit because it's necessary, you need to stop and realize that what it is an infringement on your freedom. Now, the joke. I don't know if I got time to get through this joke or not. Hillary goes to school. You know, she's been having trouble giving press conferences. She kind of did one earlier over the weekend, and it wasn't really a press conference. And before I'm gonna save this till we come back because I'm gonna run out of time here, and I really wanted to give you this joke, and I want to make a point with it. But Hillary is not in good health. It would appear that she's not in good health, and I don't know if you saw anything. I'm sure mainstream media didn't show it. But if you saw, she's having to be helped up and down steps and in and out. She's not in good health. Remember, she had that blood clot. Remember, she's falling a lot. She's had a concussion. She's short-circuiting, as she puts it. Do you really want her as president of the United States? Even without all her communist ways and socialist ways. Do you really want her to be the leader of this nation? I don't think so. We're going into a break. 877-895-5410 is the number to call, but I'm going to give my joke first. And we the people will be right back.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
Nation.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
Oh, how sweet it is. JLS Research, makers of the all-natural and effective no-BO deodorant, offers CSE Talk Radio listeners a common-sense alternative to deodorants containing aluminum and other harmful chemicals. No-BO is a unique deodorant, fully guaranteed to contain only natural ingredients. It doesn't treat the symptom called body odor. It treats the cause of the condition, underarm bacteria. We all must use deodorant, so why not choose the most effective deodorant while steering clear of all those containing harmful chemicals. Only a small amount of no-BO is required to be effective, so you can finally enjoy the sweet smell of success. No-BO deodorant offers a full guarantee to eliminate body odor or your money back. The sweet smell of success is no-BO. Order now, no-BO.com, or just give JLS Research a call at 334-343-2001. No-BO.com. We have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. Now, yesterday, and I'm going to write an article, The Gates of Hillary. And yesterday, we talked about her Whitewater scandal, her Travelgate, her Filegate, her Chinagate, and how Monica Lewinsky scandal saved them from the Chinagate. Because the media and everybody, you know, sex is more appealing, apparently, than fraud, treason. And now we know that she has done more things since then, the Benghazi debacle, where men died. And it seems that there seems to be bodies left in the quake of Hillary Gates, of the Gates of Hillary. So anyway, this is a joke. But I want you to understand, we cannot elect Hillary. If you're a female out there and you're on the edge because you really want to elect a female, stop it. I'm an older female. I want you to listen to me just a little bit. That this woman is going to be the worst thing for your family. So I want you to think about your family and not making history with Hillary. Okay? So Hillary Clinton goes to a gifted student primary school in New York to talk about the world. After her talk, she offers question time. One little boy puts up his hand, and Hillary asks him, "What is your name?" "Kenneth," he says. "And what is your question, Kenneth?" she says. She asks, "I have three questions," he says. "First, whatever happened in Benghazi? Second, why would you run for president if you are not capable of handling two email accounts? And my third question, whatever happened to the missing $6 billion while you were Secretary of State?" Well, just then, the bell rings for recess. But Hillary informs the kiddies, the children, that they will continue after recess. When they resume, Hillary says, "Okay, where were we? Oh, that's right. It was question time. Who has a question?" And a different boy, little Johnny, puts up his hand. Hillary points to him and asks, "What is your name?" "I'm Johnny," he says. "And what is your question, Johnny?" Hillary asks. "Well, I have five questions. First, whatever happened in Benghazi? Second, why would you run for president if you are not capable of handling two email accounts? Third, whatever happened to the missing $6 billion while you were Secretary of State? And fourth, why did the recess bell go off 20 minutes early? And fifth, where the heck is Kenny?" It didn't say heck in the joke, but that's what I'm going to share with you. The gates of a Hillary. The bodies in the quake, the corruption, the scandals, the lies. You wouldn't let her babysit your children. Why on earth would you elect her to be president of the United States? One, she refuses to let out her health care, her health records. And we know that she has had a blood clot in her brain. And we know that she's having balance issues. And she herself said she short-circuited. Most importantly, Hillary is a liar. It's not a disease. It's who she is. She thinks nothing of stealing from you, promising it to someone else, to get what she wants. She wants power. They claim to have left the White House broke and poor, which I don't believe either one were true. And then they came along with the Clinton Foundation, which has ties to all kinds of foreign countries and foreign dictators. And she used her position as senator in New York, and she used her position as Secretary of State to get richer and richer and richer. And it matters not to her that you are poor. I was really moved last night. A beautiful young black woman on Fox, and I can't remember if she was on Hannity or I was flipping back and forth with Lou Dobbs and Hannity and some of the others, and but she was talking about how they expected her to be a Democrat for Hillary, and they were upset with her because she was a Second Amendment person, and she just got to using her own brain and realized her safety was up to her. And that Second Amendment was there for her safety. Now, as I started out, and we're not getting to this very quickly, but I am so thankful for your calls. You know that. But Obama's influence could continue after his term through his political appointees. The political appointees and the alphabet bureaucracy that we are under in this nation is, in and of itself, taxation without representation. Yeah, you elected the officials that are up there putting on a show in Congress. And that's all they're doing, is putting on a show. And I'm really hoping to see Wisconsin save America from Paul Ryan today. I don't know how close or how far away it's going to be. I don't know what, I haven't even seen polls on it. Paul Ryan needs to be taken out. What will that do to encourage you if that would happen? But the bureaucracy, the alphabet bureaucracy that is following Agenda 21, following the EPA, following the BLM, following all these things that infringe upon your life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, property, prosperity, will continue. Unless we, the people, stand up and put a stop to it. I'm certain that you're probably tired of me pleading for help, and it pains me so much. But I'm at the last knot of the rope. And if I don't have your help, I'll be gone. And it's so important to me that we come together as a people, we the people. We can agree on liberty if we can't agree on anything else. And it's time that we the people stood together and truly, truly bring America home.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are/were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California Mo 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House, only $13.99.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights, all packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers we know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed, and that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and request your subscription to The Pen today.
CSC Talk Radio is making available 2 pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules, a must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our state's rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.